Our title for this morning, God's Plan for Your Life. God's Plan for Your Life. The headline, God brings forgiveness for the past, your sins of the past all forgiven. In the present, God brings purpose. For the future, God brings security. God's plan for your life. We're going to explore this theme today through the metaphor or picture language of the cloth. And I've got a question for you as we start today. I've never been to a communion service that doesn't have a white cloth over the elements. But why? Any ideas? Any suggestions? Help me out here. Any ideas? Check out an idea. We've got three Methodist ministers in this service, apart from me today, so...
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean. Keep what clean?
The food.
Oh, I think the minister clean. Okay. The food. Keep the food clean. Yes.
I'm going to stab off this question.
Come on then.
It must come from food, keep it, stop the bugs going on it.
Stop the bugs, okay.
-65
Purity, white, yes, like that. The cloth wrapped around Jesus, okay. Stop eating it too early, yes. I said before the service, there was a few left over that the brother said, are you going to say to people, to Calvin, who was putting it together, you're going to offer seconds? But that would not be appropriate. Okay, the answer is, I've no idea. It's not in CB, the Methodist code of practices, yes, it's not in there either. Interesting though, why? We're going to look at this theme today of a God's plan for your life. Looking at through the cloth, the metaphor, the picture language about the cloth that we find in various scriptures that might help us this morning. The first one, and I'm going to put this as if it was wrapped around a baby. We're going to the nativity story, Luke chapter 2. And in Luke chapter 2, the story narrates that the baby Jesus is wrapped in cloth and is lying in a manger. In verse 12 of that same chapter, a few verses on, the angels come before the shepherds in brilliant and glorious manifestation with a message. For all people, God with us, Emmanuel, God with us. And they say to the shepherds, you can find this baby, and how are you going to identify it? And they say in verse 12, you identify it because the baby is going to be wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. It gets repeated in that same chapter. In this period of time, of scriptural history, the priests' undergarments were sometimes used and recycled to wrap around baby lambs that were for slaughter, to keep them warm. It links well with John chapter 1 and verse 29, where Jesus describes John as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Get the connection there. In a very real sense, the Savior of the world, this baby, is being prepared for the slaughter, for the sacrifice of his life. Completing the Old Testament covenant and inaugurating the New Testament covenant. The old religious system going, being completed, and the new coming with Jesus, everything centering around Jesus. The once for all time, for all people sacrifice. A few verses on from that reading in Luke chapter 2, we have the baby being brought for blessing, as in the Old Testament system, to the temple and for circumcision. And Simeon is there, a very old gentleman, moved by the Holy Spirit to be in that place at that time, who takes the baby and prophesies over that baby. And also pours a blessing on Joseph and Mary, but he also warns Mary directly. He says, your soul's going to be pierced. You need to be ready, Mary. Something's going to happen in the future with your child. It's really big. And at the end of that chapter, for the second time, it says that Mary pondered on these things. What was going to happen to a beautiful baby? What's going to happen? I want to jump forward now. 33 years to the Last Supper. Did they have a white cloth? Don't know. They might well have wanted it to keep the bugs off. Luke 22, verse 20, it says, Jesus picks up the element of the wine and he says, this cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you. We said those words this morning. It's picture language for what would literally happen a few hours later, that his life was going to be sacrificed to save humankind, the inauguration of the new covenant. But what is this new covenant? It's a cast iron agreement between Jesus and the Father God, guaranteed through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. That all this, our past is forgiven. We have new life in the present and into the future. A personal relationship with Jesus Christ is possible because of what Jesus has done. He is the center of all things. And also what he is doing now and will do into the future. We can trust Jesus. This is the new covenant. It's a rock solid promise. You can't lose this promise. You can't forget the Holy Spirit. Once the Holy Spirit is in you, he's always going to stay with you. It's not something you can work towards. It's not something that you can achieve in a series of steps towards God. No, he's come to us through Jesus. And by faith, we live out that life. Faith of what Christ has done and is doing and will do. And when we are rescued, we join the rescue team to connect more and more people with Jesus for life, for hope, for more. We move scenes now a bit further on again. And we come to the horrific scene of Jesus, the Lamb of God, impaled on a cross. And as John records, a spear has been put in his side and bursts out water and blood. Jesus is dead on that cross, his life sacrificed. And so his body is taken down, his dead body is taken down from a cross. And what do they do? That he's wrapped in cloth. And he's laid in a tomb never used before. So at his birth, he's wrapped in cross, in cloths, and he's in a manger. At his death, he's wrapped in cloths, and he's placed in a tomb. Maybe something like that. And they've laid him in. And these cloths, they're bloodied, and they're stained, and they're soiled, and they're crumpled, and they're wrapped around the Lamb of God. At the same time as his death, there is a massive curtain that is ripped. The curtain is in the temple of the old covenant. This curtain that is the separation between humankind and God. And this massive curtain, thick, tall, long curtain, is ripped supernaturally from the top to the bottom. Because the old covenant ways, the religious system, the priest, the temple worship, has been completed. We're now moving from the old covenant to the new covenant, which is wrapped around Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit. There's a final scene. A final scene 3 days later. And it's Resurrection Day. And Luke records that the women go to the tomb. And they find, surprisingly, shockingly, that the stone that was covering the tomb has been rolled away. It's been moved. And inside, they look and there's no body there except for the strips of cloth. And they're bemused. But suddenly, angels appear, two of them. And they say to them, don't be afraid, but why are you here? Because Jesus is risen. Jesus is alive. Pull back to the original story that we started with, the Nativity, and you've got the angels suddenly, it says, suddenly arrive to the shepherds, and they tell them good news. The shepherds were terrified, the women were terrified. There's lots of links there. And it's the women who get the message first of all. Women have got that lower status in those days, not valued in the same way as they should be. And thankfully, Jesus pointed us as a human race in the right direction there. But it goes to the least, the lost, the lonely. Always that push. And Bert shares the news. Jesus is alive. So we're finishing off with lots of things. And that can feel quite overpowering, can't it, itself? It's not meant to. Connecting where you can connect in with. And I hope today that you've been encouraged. That Jesus is with you. He's got plans for you. He's got purposes for you. You're valued. You're loved. Just as you are. Just as you are. We come just as we are. And it's enough. Just as you are, it's enough. And Jesus puts your arm around you, whether you've got a cough, a cold, whatever it might be, and says, come on, come with me. Let's get on the mission. See what I can do through you. Because you are enough, and I love you so much. And I'm going to love you till you step into eternity to be with me. It's okay. In this year ahead, may we see and be blessed as we have a sense of God's enoughness for us, his love poured towards us as we pour out for him, as we get a bit messy every now and again, and a bit bloody, and a bit, my goodness, what's going on now? But that's the joy and the adventure of living for Jesus.